Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Visit us online at wwfm.org to learn how you can become a member of the Classical Network, a donor, or a sponsor of Well-Tempered Baroque. Thank you. Welcome to Well-Tempered Baroque. I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Well-Tempered Baroque fans will know that I really love to hear good recorder playing. The standards of recorder playing have been particularly high in Europe for at least the past 30 years. Franz Brugge combined an impressive technique with an expert knowledge of historical performance, and then several of his students, such as Walter van Halve, Kees Boeke, and Marianne Verbrugge, had absolute dazzling facility. In England, David Munro was certainly a virtuoso player, but he died in 1976. He was only 36 years old. Today, there are outstanding players throughout Europe, North and South America, Asia, and Australia. But unfortunately, we only have an hour, so we'll only have time for a few. I've selected recordings that will highlight some of these virtuosos and their particular styles of playing. Let's start with the early 17th century sound of the recorder, that is, the wide-bore recorder sound, the types of recorders built before 1650. These recorders were generally from a single piece of maple for the smaller instruments, two pieces for the tenor, and three for the bass and larger. The sound of the Renaissance and early 17th century transitional wide-bore recorder has a very fundamental pitch to it. They were built to accommodate very rapid articulations and were made for stepwise movement, and they blend exceedingly well. The soloists that I've chosen are two young recorder players who studied at the celebrated Schola Cantorum in Basel, Switzerland, which is a major center of historical performance for medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music. They are Anna Fusek and Janine Jonker, both of whom are now considered among the finest recorder players in Europe. The piece they'll be playing is La Caterina of Tarquinio Morula, who lived from 1594 to 1665. La Caterina will be played on a pair of alto recorders in G. The G alto recorder is pitched a whole step higher than the traditional F alto, and it was the typical kind of alto recorder used from around 1500 to 1640. With them are continuo players Tore Elsetorp, viola da gamba, Daniele Caminiti, archlute, and Errico Wakita, harpsichord. They call themselves Basel Baroque Consort. Thank you. We heard La Caterina of Tarquinio Marulla played on two transitional early 17th century type G alto recorders. The recorder soloists were Anna Fusek and Janine Jonker. I mentioned earlier recorder virtuosa Marianne Verbrugge. Marianne Verbrugge was a student of Franz Bruggen. By the mid-1970s, she was winning prizes as a recorder soloist and also as an interpreter of contemporary music. Marianne Verbrugge is internationally celebrated as a teacher, and she's given many master classes in the United States, Canada, Europe, and Asia. She's mostly retired now, living in Amsterdam, but is still acknowledged as one of the foremost recorder players alive. I'll play two selections from her recording of the Telemann Fantasias, the Fantasia in A major and the Fantasia in E minor. I should mention that the keys vary depending upon if these are played on the recorder or the transverse flute. Marianne is playing the more familiar Baroque recorder, that is, the three-piece, elegantly turned instrument, the alto recorder that appears in France around 1670. Listen to her precise yet varied articulation and also her very strong sense of rhythm. This is a great artist at work.
Thank you.
That was Marion Verbrugge performing two of Georg Philipp Telemann's Fantasias for solo flute, transcribed for the recorder. For the remainder of our time today, we'll hear two virtuoso players who both exhibit dazzling technique and a very bold and fresh sense of musicianship. These are Michael Hell and Maurice Steger. Both Michael and Maurice very kindly sent me some updates on what they've been doing recently. Michael Hell is both a recorder player and a harpsichordist. When I was in college and graduate school, doubling on recorder and harpsichord wasn't exactly encouraged. But today, there are several outstanding harpsichordist recorder players, including Peter Jan Belter, who we heard last week on the English Virginalists program, Hanneke von Proste, who co-directs Voices of Music in the Berkeley area, Michael Hell, and for that matter, Maurice Steger. Michael is based near Graz, Austria, where he leads the Neue Hofkapelle Graz Ensemble and Music's Pleasure Garden. He's also establishing himself as a director of Baroque opera. For the past 11 years, he's taught recorder and harpsichord at the Institute of Early Music and Performance Practice at the University of Music and Performing Arts in Graz. He himself studied in Hanover and then at the Schola Cantorum in Basel. He's won recorder competitions in Germany, Austria, and Israel. Let's hear some of Michael Hell's new recording of the recorder works of Jacques Paisible, a French musician who relocated to London in 1673 and who worked mostly in the London theater scene. This is the Sonata in C Major. Michael Hell, alto recorder, with harpsichordist Eva Maria Polaris and Thomas Plutzgummer, cello.
Thank you.
recorder player Michael Hell performing the Sonata in C Major of Jacques Paisible. Now, in this recording, you get to hear a sense of spontaneity as well as an impressive technique. Michael shared with me that music is indeed in his genes. His mother is an organist, his brother a concert pianist, and he has cousins who are professional string players. But he didn't want to compete musically with any of the traditional instrumentalists in his family, so he focused on early music. First the recorder, then the harpsichord. And from there, he branched out to contemporary music as well. The Paisible recording is an important contribution to the recorded archive of Baroque music. First of all, it's timely because Paisible's recorder sonatas and suites are finally available in modern edition. And the music is first rate, and it fills a repertory gap for recorder players looking for late 17th century music, the time of Henry Purcell. Stylistically, the music's French, but with a bit of the English penchant for melody. In short, great music, an important contribution, and a great recorder player who clearly interprets the music in a way that makes it sound innovative and fun after more than 300 years. Michiel wrote to me that he was giving a class in Israel when a student played a sonata of Paisible, and he was so charmed by it that when he returned to Austria, he suggested these pieces to his other students there, and then he finally decided to record them in this 2-CD collection, which is commercially available in stores and on Amazon. Let's hear another piece from this recording. This is the Suite in C minor. The opening is in the French overture style with a stately duple meter followed by a quicker, more imitative section. An elegant grave serves as the second movement, and then we hear three dance pieces, an entrée, a minuet, and a bourrée. Michiel Hell with harpsichordist Eva Maria Polaris and violist da gamba Rebecca Russo. recorder virtuoso and harpsichordist Michael Hell in the suite in C minor of Jacques Paisible with harpsichordist Eva Maria Polaris and violist da gamba Rebecca Russo. Our last featured player today is Maurice Steger. Like most professional recorder players, at least in Europe, Maurice started playing as a child. What attracted him to the recorder is not that it's an easy instrument, because after all, there's no reeds, no keys, no bow, no strings, no quill, but that it's a difficult instrument because there are no reeds, no keys, no bow, no strings, or quills. Players have to do everything themselves. Like several of today's really hot virtuosos, Maurice Steger also plays the harpsichord and focuses on basso continuo. This combination, again, of recorder and harpsichord allows the really good players to get a really deep understanding of the repertory, because they can study the solo line and then the perspective of the harmonic foundation. And in Maurice's words, it provides a very holistic understanding of the music, since the counterpoint and the harmony are very important parameters. Maurice Steger makes a point of including very old music in his repertory. I mean, after all, he celebrates the fact that the recorder's been around in one form or another for 30,000 years. And he plays contemporary music and some of the folk music from various corners of the world. Unlike young musicians who needed to travel far to study, Maurice Steger grew up in the Swiss mountains, so leaving the snow and the trees and the rugged sports to move to Zurich to study didn't mean a major move. He feels very fortunate that he's in high demand now, and besides frequently touring and teaching in Europe, he performs in Canada, Australia, and Asia, and he'll be conducting the Bach Brandenburg Concertos in Malaysia this year. Maurice is very charismatic, and he's celebrated for his energy and his charm. He's been a soloist with the Academy for Alta Musik Berlin, the Venice Baroque Orchestra, the English Consort, and I Barachisti, to name a few. He's also performed with top modern orchestras, including the Zurich Chamber Orchestra and the Berlin Baroque Soloists, which is actually comprised of members of the Berlin Philharmonic on modern instruments. And I personally feel it's very important for recorder players to also play with modern orchestras, because the recorder is a living instrument. And here's something else that's very special. Maurice is a huge advocate for music education, and he's created a character called Tino Flautino, specifically for children's concerts, and he's created the fairy tale Pinocchio and the recorder player. So, let's listen to some of this incredible energy. Listen to the presence in his playing and the stunningly precise and rapid articulation. This is a sonata by the early 17th century Italian composer Giovanni Battista Fontana, which he plays on a wideboard tenor recorder. This is from Maurice's 2009 recording, Venezia 1625. Thank you. That's pretty impressive playing. Now let's hear Marie Steger with the Academy for Alte Musik Berlin in a performance of Telemann's Concerto for Recorder, Strings, and Continuo in C major, TWV 51 C1. This is indeed virtuosic playing, clear as a bell.
Thank you.
That was recorder player Marie Steger performing Telemann's Concerto for Recorder, Strings, and Continuo in C major, TWV 51 C1, with Akademie für Alte Musik, Berlin. What great fun hearing these recorder virtuosos today. These are the people who have taken the recorder to the next level. Anna Fuzek, Janine Janker, Marianne Verbrugge, Michael Hell, and Marie Steger. And after hearing them, maybe you'll see why these are among some of my favorite players. There are a few others, such as Pamela Thorby, who we didn't get to hear today, but I'm sure we'll get to hear them another time. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed today's program, consider becoming a donor to or a member of the Classical Network. Visit us online at wwfm.org to become a member or to donate online, or to become a sponsor of Well-Tempered Baroque or our other specialty programs. And you don't have to be local. Through our streaming and webcasts, Well-Tempered Baroque is heard throughout the globe, and it's the global listening community that is the Classical Network. Thanks again, and have a great week. Thank you.